Let's go on to Scorpio.
All right, so this is where I have my Mars.
All right.
So it's very strong in Scorpio. It's probably one of the strongest positions after Aries, but it needs handling because it can be expressed very negatively depending on the awareness of the individual. It's a fixed fire in a water sign, so it generates steam. Think about steam. And it's intense, strong-willed, but stubborn at the same time. And this is the animal that must be tamed for the person, for the personality must be redeemed. So it's like an animal that must be tamed. There's so much power behind this placement, but you have to be very conscious and aware of how you use your power. Very strong instincts, and it's also said that healing power is very strong if the individual is spiritually oriented.
All right. So
and if you don't want to piss off a Mars and Scorpio.
My mom is a Mars and Scorpio. So
I have a question. Do you think your Mars being in Scorpio has anything to do with you being into the occult?
That and my moon in the 8th house.
Yeah, but she also has her Mars in the 12th house.
Well, you know, Scorpio kind of can rule the occult and stuff like that. So that's why asked.
Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.